following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's September 14th, and the world has stopped for the one event. Mayweather versus Canelo. The unbeaten pound-for-pound king. The undefeated Mexican superstar. Who is the one? Mayweather versus Canelo, Saturday, September 14th, live on pay-per-view. Contact your pay-per-view provider to order.
You're in your car. You glance at the numbers rolling across your odometer and you get that nagging feeling. The sticker in your windshield confirms what you already know. It's time to change your oil. Up ahead, you see an AutoZone. They have the oil, advice, and everything else you need. And that means no more nagging.
Get to AutoZone today and get a 5-quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $21.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No, I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everyone, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's a Monday. It's press conference in the second half of the show. Pope Pelini will have his weekly press conference recapping Southern Miss, previewing UCLA, and we're going to recap the Southern Miss game as well. Doug, good to Jim Langan with you on this Monday Doug and Daddy Show. Morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning.
How's
hey,
it going?
Real good. Hey, Doug, you were really right on that Illinois pick.
Hey,
not only did they win, I mean, they dominated the game.
Well, and you with BYU, I don't think we necessarily said that they would win outright, but that's a tough place to play and take the points. Navy, Indiana, take the points.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, the Navy game I really liked. And, you know, I'll tell you what is interesting, too, is, you know, I made a mistake on Auburn because Arkansas State, I thought Auburn and Washington State were really poor. It was the other way around. You know, Washington State beat a USC team. Now, did the USC coach, did he fire his offensive coordinator like Texas does and overreacts? That's a pretty good deal. You know, I lost a lot of respect for Texas when they lose a game and then they have to fire the guy immediately on the plane ride home.
Well, who was it last year that did that? Two games in.
It was Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
And he shows you what in the character. I mean, I don't know the guy that well. I shouldn't make a comment. Oh, what the heck? I'm on the radio. I can say what I want. You know what? I'll tell you what. He left Wisconsin to go to Arkansas. Right in the middle of it. You know, I mean, we got a bowl game to play. Barry Alvarez, you know, hey, we want somebody for Wisconsin, coach of Wisconsin. There's a guy, man, I'll tell you what, when he asks you to get married, you don't know for how long.
Oh, I'm just mad that, you know, Istanbul, Turkey didn't get the Olympics. But, hey, congratulations to all the wrestling fans out there. Wrestling is back in the Olympics for 2020-2024. And, of course, all the hardcore wrestling ites, fans, coaches, competitors. It was blowing up on social media over the weekend. Tokyo gets the Olympic Games for 2020, which doesn't seem like a big deal, except when you remember when they announced that it was going to be in London and in China and wherever else they've been during our lifetime, when you remember that 10 years ago that those announcements were being made. So that's big. The NFL gets underway. Texas, wow. You've got to wonder, and I've seen all kinds of texts to me over the weekend, emails, things like that. John says, how ironic it has become that Texas is so irrelevant since Nebraska went to the Big Ten. I am shocked. I mean, the point is, how can Texas and USC with every, they get to pick who they want. They don't have to recruit. They get to pick who they want. And it's not that they're not competing anymore. Well, it's not that they're not competing for national championships anymore. They're not even competing for conference championships anymore, which is staggering. And I guess everybody goes through that. But if Texas doesn't find a way to turn it around, and again, this is a non-conference game. If they win the conference, everything's going to be fine. But it's got to be about the end of the line for Mac Brown, doesn't it?
Oh, I would think when you start firing your defensive coordinator on, like I said, on the plane ride home, unless he did something, I mean, if all he did was have a poor defensive plan for BYU, if that's all he did that was incorrect, you should not lose your job on that. I mean, we all have games where we've participated in or we've done things. I mean, dude, you saw where the San Francisco Giant pitcher, Doug, I'm just bringing up something, almost has a perfect game, almost has. I mean, what do? Get rid of the whole Arizona Diamondback lineup the next day? I mean, you know, it's a complete overreaction, and we don't like overreactions. I don't like people that are in a position, you know, as a head coach. Your quarterback has a bad game or something. You know, and I'll tell you what, there was an announcer in the USC-Washington State game. I don't know if you watched it, but USC was up 7-0. And he goes, hey, they've got to do something. USC's got to start taking some chances downfield. This is really a boring offense, and et cetera. They took a chance, and Washington State picked it off with 12 seconds to go. Now you got a 7-7 tie.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you know, there's times where your quarterback is so inexperienced that what you want to do is keep him out of trouble. It's not who makes the best plays. It's who's going to make the worst plays. And, you know,
the fewest bad plays.
Well, and Southern Mississippi came in and tried to do some things, you know, and right away they put themselves right behind the eight ball on a couple picks in the first half against Nebraska, if you're honest about that. You know, I mean, they took them completely out of any chance they had to win was when they were trying to force some things. So, you know, you don't have to force things in the first quarter. Sometimes you got to force things in the second half.
Folks, you got an opinion on any of the topics? We just threw out a bunch of them here in the first few minutes, and especially for the Huskers. 888-455-ESPN. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. That's all together, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550 on Facebook. We are ESPN Superstation. What'd you think of the Huskers, gang? Last week, as expected, overreaction, as you kind of said, over the top with the win against Wyoming, but Wyoming comes back. Now, in the second half this week, Nebraska gets a good jump. This thing's put away early. Taylor Martinez gets to be on the sideline. You get to see Ron Kellogg. You get to see Tommy Armstrong. And you get to see some of these younger kids get into the ball game and get some significant playing time in the second half. I've already had folks say, well, what'd you think? I didn't get too crazy, kind of like Bo said. I didn't get too crazy last week. I'm not going to get too crazy this week. I thought that first quarter and a half, and maybe it's because Nebraska was on defense a little longer because of the picks, but there's still some things that offense has to work on. It's only two games in, and I got the vibe, Jimmy, that no matter really what happened on Saturday, it's all about this Saturday. We'll see what happens. Everybody wants to see what's going to happen against UCLA. And then you can let the bitch fest begin, or you can say, you know what, maybe we got a really good chance to do some good things this year.
Doug, really a good point about that. Really, maybe even the Wyoming game, if it wasn't so close. If the Wyoming game would have ended up a 21-point game, which it could have real easily. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a pick there that kind of, you know, they were going to be talking about UCLA. We've been talking about UCLA since UCLA beat us. You know, this game is really an important game. I was really discouraged when I saw that the point spread was only Nebraska favored by 4. That makes me think that Vegas is going to be taking a lot of Nebraska money, which is not a good sign. You know,
it's never a good sign.
No, that's not a good sign. So this game is going to be very competitive. I was hoping it wasn't going to be that competitive. I was hoping that Nebraska was going to be able to pull away and win by 14 points. It's a home game, you know, and kind of make a big point. But, boy, the offense, just like you said, the offense has yet to do anything really great.
Later this week, we will talk with the voice of UCLA, the play-by-play color man. Matt Stevens is going to be joining us, the analyst for UCLA. Bo Pelini's press conference coming up at the bottom of the hour tomorrow. Daryl Morris and Tony Harper are going to be joining us for our weekly segment to talk UNK and Hastings College football. Our Husker Lunch is Wednesday back at Cunningham. Sean Callahan, a Husker Online, will be with us. We invite you to come join us at Cunningham's. Have a great lunch, talk some Husker football, and have your questions answered. Thoughts on the Huskers? Love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Back to the Dent Popper inbox. Lame Kitten will be their coach till the sanctions are over and then be used as a scapegoat. Think the sanctions are still hurting them?
I suppose so, but, boy, yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that, though.
No, but I think you're right. I mean, you know, there's a certain time. You know, do you remember when who's the head basketball coach? Help me out real quick at Louisville. Head basketball coach.
Patino?
Yeah. When he went to Kentucky, see, they were under sanctions. You know what I mean? And Kentucky, they went to Kentucky, and they had one of the best records in NCAA that year, but did not get to go to the tournament. So there are times when sanctions hurt, but on other times, if you got players and you got a tradition and you're there, you're going to continue to win. So I think USC could have continued to win some football games, and they did, I think, for a while. They had one really good year, even though they weren't going to go to a bowl game. I look at Ohio State. I mean, Ohio State didn't go anywhere last year, and they seemed to have a pretty good team last year. And Penn State really came out of their thing fairly good, I thought, last year, after they let all those players leave. So I guess, you know, when I look back in history, there's maybe a game or two, but it shouldn't be this significant. It shouldn't be that Washington State can come in and win at USC. That should not happen.
Shouldn't happen. Wyoming shouldn't be able to come into Nebraska and win either, and they almost did. So, again, big picture, put it a little bit in perspective, take the wins when you can get them, Husker fans. Coming up, we're going to see how we did in Pigskin Pick'em last week, and we're also going to take a look at some of the other sporting events from the weekend, Bo Pelini's press conference towards the bottom of the hour. It's all here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation. Folks, don't forget that this drought is expected to continue, and you can always maximize your production with the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave by calling Josh Nienheiser or Mike Partridge in Hastings today and get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works, and it's easier on you for a lifetime. Josh, Mike, they'll take you through any of the questions you may have when it comes to the hydraulic technology and the T&L way, the pivot systems that take care of you and give you the most production, and of course, that means cash in your pocket out of the field. See Josh, see Mike in Hastings today, and we'll be back with more after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hey, Mike Golic here, reminding you, if it's game day and you're not manning a grill of sizzling meat, spatula in one hand, a cold drink in the other, you're doing it all wrong. Visit grilling.com/ESPN in Kingsford. We'll show you game day done right. You could even be named Kingsford's Tailgater of the Year. Get four tickets to any game during championship week and win a life-size statue of yourself. That's Kingsford Charcoal, keeper of the hashtag tailgate rules and the official smell of football season.
A man in his truck. A man in his truck and his teenage daughter who had a rough day at school. And the ride home. And boys and grades and teachers and tryouts. And fitting in and sticking out. And the 25 minutes between school and the driveway that lifted the weight of the world. The all-new Chevy Silverado. No quieter full-size pickup on the road. No more perfect place to lend an ear. Silverado. Strong for all.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
As some sunshine continues across the area today, we'll head up to 97 for a high as southwest winds stay at about 10 to 20. For tonight, with a slight chance for a storm developing, we'll fall up to 65. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 84.
Tell you a little something about yourself. You're one of the flawless. Ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you want to be someone.
And there it is. There you go, Jimmy. You'll be watching the Super Bowl. Just won't be somewhere where you can't hear the audio this year. Bruno Mars. And Fox really thought that was a big deal yesterday. Already naming the halftime entertainment for this year's Super Bowl. All right. So there you go. Again, you're not going to keep everybody happy. You got to get some. You can't always have the old classics. You can't have the Who all the time. You can't have, whoever fill it in. The Rolling Stones and Madonna. And so now they're trying to do something a little new, and Bruno probably can't be that controversial. But there's your halftime, folks. Right there it is. Halftime of the Super Bowl. Also, what else were we talking about there during the break? Oh, here we go. We got breaking news. The Big Ten Conference has announced that the September 21st home game against South Dakota State will be televised by the Big Ten Network, and kickoff will be 2:30. And at this point, I have to say, I hate you, Lauren. Anyway, Nebraska, South Dakota State, 2:30 in the afternoon, which is the best time to kick off a football game. You get to have some fun in the morning, or you can drive down in the morning, and you still have time to do something in the evening or drive home in the evening. That 2:30, it's even better than 1. 2:30, great. And you know what? The 5 o'clock game this week I thought was good. I like that. You know what? Better than 7. Then you get 5, good. Although, still wouldn't want to have been sitting in the East Stadium. Pretty hot.
100 degrees almost, wasn't it? I mean, somebody said, hey, we're expecting 100, but it's only 94. I mean, still kind of a little warm.
What the hell? We lost because of the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Jeez. Congratulations to Brett. He has defeated us in Pigskin Pick'em. We won 1 week. $20 in Cunningham's coin going to you. Cunningham's cash going to Brett, along with the what do you get every week, no matter if you win, lose, or tie. He wins the $20 gift card. He got to Big Dally's Deli as well, and of course entered in for the tickets for the Nebraska Iowa game. Does he get anything else, Producer Jeffrey?
No.
7-3. I also went 7-3. Jimmy went 5-5. I had Illinois, but I took Temple to beat Houston. Was that even close?
It was 22-13, and Temple was up 13-9 at the half. It was one of those deals where, right away when he took the other side of it, we knew it was going to come down to probably one game, and that's what it got down to.
We both missed Texas. We both missed Indiana and Navy, although it was one of those, I can't pick 5 upsets out of 10 games, but yeah. I guess we should have. I went low on my score. I said 35-10, and Brett picked 77 total points, which we snickered at the time. We're not snickering at anymore, Brett. Good job. 69 total points. So Brett wins the tiebreaker. He went 7-3. I went 7-3. And that was as good as anybody did. So co-host Randy Bushcutter went 7-3. Merritt and Jeff went 6-4. And Jimmy and Mike Will went 5-5 this week. So there you go. We'll have another $10 in cash of Cunningham's up for grabs this weekend, plus the Big Dally's Deli on a Friday, all coming your way. So congratulations on those picks. Boo. Our Midtown Bart Cooler question of the day is, which was the more surprising upset? Miami of Florida over Florida, BYU over Texas, the Jets over Tampa Bay, Tennessee over Pittsburgh. That's interesting because I picked Miami to win. I picked Tennessee to cover, and I picked the Jets to cover. And we talked about BYU. I don't know that I – surprising, I'll say BYU over Texas, probably because of the blowout that it actually was. Shocked? None of them. Surprised? I'll take BYU over Texas. What do you think, Jimmy?
Wasn't even on there. The sheet, this Washington State beating USC was the surprise. To me, that was the most – but, you know, I'll tell you what, Tennessee, that was a huge win for them. There were four big wins in the NFL yesterday. But that was probably the biggest one, Tennessee going on the road and winning. You know, because everybody else kind of held – you know, Dallas needed to beat the Giants at home. They did. San Francisco needed to beat Green Bay at home. They did. New England got a late touchdown or a late field goal to win, you know, on their own. So no one really killed themselves. But you're right about the Jets and Tampa Bay. That was a tough play, that Tampa Bay. Did you see that play where he
Levante
ran?
David, they're talking about let me finish this and then we'll
go ahead.
Get on.
Yes, go ahead.
Midtown Mark Cooler question brought to you by Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We wrapped up our predictions in the NFL with our Midtown Mark Cooler question over the weekend. Which team will win the NFC North? Very close. 38% Packers, 31% Lions, 25% Bears, and then there was one Viking fan. So you can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Which was the more surprising upset at ESPNSuperstation.com? Everybody's talking about how the referees messed up on the Clay Matthews hit of Colin Kaepernick in the fight, and our buddies and I was so happy to be proven right later in the day when everybody said, oh, Doug, you're right, when everybody was saying, oh, Doug, you're an idiot, which they say all the time. But Levante David, that was a bad call and cost, could have cost. Now, again, let me say this. There was still time on the clock. The Jets had a couple of more plays. They only needed, obviously, maybe not even 15 yards. That was a 15-yard penalty, set up a 48-yard field goal. So 53, they only needed 10 more yards after that run, which they could have gotten, made the field goal anyway. So I'm not going to say it cost them the game, but it was a bad call. Levante David made contact with Geno Smith while he was still in bounds, and replay backs that up.
Yeah, and not only that, and he didn't shove him like into water coolers and everything else. I mean, he pushed him because the guy was trying to get the first down.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was right by the first down marker, even though probably both players, the first down wasn't so critical at that time and management of the clock, you know, with the timeouts left. But you're right, Doug, the way the rules are now, there was going to be, if with about 9 seconds to go, they were going to be able to get a 6-yard gain and probably kick that same field goal. You know what I mean? So you're right. I think the guy's longest field goal was 56 yards, and he looked like he had plenty of leg on that one. A lot of good field goal kicking yesterday. A lot of guys hit big field goals yesterday.
You know, and this went through my head, and this isn't a shot. This is just a thought that I had in my head. Can you imagine if that would have been Brett Maher trotting out there for the Jets? His first significant field goal would have been a game winner. And I hope Brett catches back on, but that's where he started, was with the Jets, and they go ahead and keep Folk, and he hits the game winner. So that ran through my mind. Man, how nervous would a guy be going out there for his first game winner?
It ran through my mind, too, I'm going to be honest. And it ran through my mind when everybody was having success kicking field goals. I was hoping guys would have shanked a couple and hit a couple uprights or done, but a lot of guys actually kicked field goals. I mean, Tampa Bay's guy came in and nailed one. You know, with 37 seconds to go, he did his job. You know, the Jets did some good clock management there, you know, to give themselves 30 seconds to work, you know. So there were some things that were done well by some NFL players. You know, I thought it was the Giants had a tough interception there late when the ball went off the hands. But there was a couple quarterbacks that threw the ball pretty hard to receivers that are only 5 or 6 yards from them. You know, and that was one. I think the quarterback blamed that on the Giants, you know, that running back. But, boy, that was really thrown hard from that short of a distance.
Yeah, and Carolina should have maybe beaten Seattle yesterday. They got the ball down deep in there, Williams on a long run, and he got hit and turned around, and then the second guy punched the ball out, and Seattle was able to kill the clock and win an ugly game. But I'm happy because I just, again, right there, game one, and not too much overreaction, but just from game one, I said Seattle is the most overhyped team in the National Football League, and I think they didn't come out and prove anything yesterday. But winning on the road, I know that's key. I haven't had a whole lot about the Dallas Cowboys fired at me today here on the show because they won. Well, boy, Jimmy, they should have been up, what, 24-3 at half? They got all those opportunities. I'm a Romo backer. He didn't look that good to me last night. Maybe as the game progressed, he did, but early on. And for Dallas to get that many more turnovers than the Giants, and the Giants still score 31 on you, that's a game you got to dominate. That's a game you got to dominate, and Dallas did not do it. Great game between San Francisco and Green Bay. St. Louis, one of my picks to do a little bit better than everybody else thinks. They tried to give a game away yesterday. They were much the better team than Arizona, and Jared Cook fumbles one into the end zone. They make some mistakes. Sam Bradford's numbers were actually pretty good, 299, and his percentage was pretty good, but still, you can still see some bonehead Sam Bradford plays out there. But they win. Worst team by far is Jacksonville. Oh, my. Oh, my, my, my. Kansas City fans, great. I'm happy for you. And I hope you win a lot of games. And Keyshawn Johnson yesterday picked you to go to the Super Bowl, for goodness sakes. But Jacksonville is horrible.
I watched four plays of that game. Blaine Gabbert got sacked on three of them.
Well, and you can't blame Blaine Gabbert for that either, right, you know, right. Jeff. You're right on that. But, oh, my gosh, they're bad.
Well, you know one thing.
They're bad, Jimmy, bad. I mean, they weren't playing a great team. They were playing Kansas City. And Kansas City might end up being a great team this year. Jacksonville's bad.
What do you think this? Yeah, people, it's going to be hard for anybody to call up and put 11 on Jacksonville at any time in the whole year. But, hey, Doug, one thing in NFL football, usually the first game of the season, everybody comes out really hard and competes hard the very first game. And I've always found that everybody does that their first home game. And then, as the season goes on, they compete pretty well at different times during the year when they're playing somebody maybe a little better than them and they're trying to get that upset at home. But Jacksonville competed the worst. Yeah, you're right.
And four of their next five games are on the road, including going to Oakland and Seattle the next 2 weeks. Props to Oakland. Hey, maybe they got something out there for you Raider fans. But they go to Oakland, go to Seattle, host Indy, go to the Rams, go to Denver. They should be 0-6. They should be 0-6. Then San Diego rolls in. I'll peg that that they might get that one. Jacksonville is bad. And, of course, now whatever the line is, which I could look up here, I suppose they'll go out to Oakland and win. But, oh, my. I got Madrice Jones-Drew, and the kid's got no chance. The kid's got no chance. And as you're pointing out right now, the Royals have gained some ground in the wild card race. Just a quick baseball note before we have Bo Pelini's press conference coming up here. So good enough to keep an eye on the Royals. Keep listening to them on the Breeze 94.5.
You know, I looked at the schedules on those teams, and the Cleveland Indians really have an easy schedule with the remaining games. The Royals have to play the Rangers. You know, they have a little tougher schedule. But the only team that Cleveland has to play that's tough is Kansas City. You know, they have six games with Kansas City. If they go 4-2, 3-3 with Kansas City, it really puts Kansas City behind the eight ball. They're going to have trouble catching just one team, and that's Cleveland. So the Royals have got them. They've got that series coming up. So.
And just happened because the NFL only had two games in the late segment yesterday, so some baseball got on at our establishments, and so did whatever other sports were still on. It was kind of a light day, a little tennis yesterday, and that was great, by the way. But they flashed the Cubs' schedule for the rest of the year up, which is just this month and a first weekend. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Pirates, of course, when you think as bad as the Cubs do, everybody's better than you. But the Braves, they got the Brewers that this last weekend. They got them one more time. But they got the Cardinals, the Pirates, the Braves,
and the Reds.
I mean, their schedule looks like there were 20 games left. 5-15 would be good for the Cubs this month. Sorry, Cub fans. Yeah. Sorry, Cub fans. Welcome to horrific. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bo Pelini's press conference right around the corner. We'll be back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. You always hear that phrase, use your time wisely. Easier said than done. We're all busy. But I know a simple way to start using your time more effectively. Stamps.com. So easy and so convenient. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, and you use your own computer and printer. That means you don't have to drop by the post office. Print postage for any letter, any package, within seconds. And here's the cool thing. Right from your desk, 24/7. The post office could be closed. Stamps.com is always open. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Listen, you got to use your time wisely. Stamps.com. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the page, type in Colin, Stamps.com, and...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As some sunshine continues across the area today, we'll head up to 97 for a high as southwest winds stay at about 10 to 20. For tonight, with a slight chance for a storm developing, we'll fall up to 65. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 84. The Jukebox Hero, don't stop
it. The Jukebox Hero. Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, waiting for Bo Pelini to set at the microphone this morning and bring you his press conference. Midway Chevrolet Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has over 120 2014 new vehicles in stock right now, some starting at under $16,000. They've got the new Buick Encore in stock as well, and the complete inventory can be seen, of course, at their lot, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or go online to thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way, and don't forget to like them on Facebook. It can make you a winner. It can get you some great deals. Of course, Sarah Wall is still enjoying her Nebraska season tickets, and just the second game, six more home games to go for her crew, whoever wants to go down. Midway is there for you, whether they're selling you a new or pre-owned vehicle, taking care of the one you have now, or just taking care of the community. Midway is there for you. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or thinkmidway.com. One thing we just talked about off air here, Jimmy, that I want to bring up on air is I thought the Michigan Wolverines looked pretty good and everybody's scared and blah, blah, blah. And that was the game I said going to be the toughest to win all year for Nebraska, was at Michigan and then going to Penn State right after that.
You know, Doug, one thing that I thought was impressive, and Scott Frost is there, and that's Oregon. You know, because I did say that Virginia, I'm kind of was intrigued by Virginia, mm-hmm. because they beat BYU. You know, and I was a little intrigued. Well, Virginia played Oregon, and Oregon, I mean, it was hard for them for a quarter and a half. You know, Oregon had to compete, and they just wore them down. You know, I've changed my mind. If I'm an AP voter, of course I'm not, but if I was, I would have a heck of a time not voting Oregon the number one team in the nation right now.
Well, they're number two, and the big game is 1 Alabama, 6 Texas A&M. We'll have for you Saturday here on ESPN Radio. Back to the Michigan game, though. You know, you always catch crap when you make a bad call, or you think you make a bad call, or the fans always think you make a bad call. But those two pass interference calls against Notre Dame on third down were pretty bad. Pretty bad. And again, that doesn't mean Michigan would have won or lost the game differently because of that. But both of them on third down, both of them incomplete passes, and both of them really shady, Jimmy, really shady.
You know,
really
what,
shady.
Well, you know what I thought was kind of interesting about that is when I officiate, I mean, and don't you got to remember this is a whole different level, but there's times where you throw your flag and you think, boy, that was close. Man alive, I don't know if I got that right or not. Well, right away, you know, since I've thrown that one, you think I'm going to throw the next one? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm already kind of thinking, hey, that was kind of 50-50 anyway. And that's what people don't want. People don't want you to have two calls in a row go against the same team. I mean, that's when people get irritated. Whether it's – I mean, you've got to be right. It's got to be correct if you're going to throw that second flag in that situation.
Well, yeah, so, but you're always right, so you never worry about that.
I'm not always right, but I know one thing. Again, if I was umpiring, San Francisco Giant guy would have had a perfect game because I'd have called that a strike just because I wanted him to have it.
I saw Harlan Chamberlain. Of course, he works with the Husker games, and usually, for me personally – you get to see him behind the scenes when you're going down to the press conference. And I said something to him. I said, that was a strike. You know, earlier in the week at Java, the Yankees probably got beat on a check swing. And he goes, yeah. How did he tell me? He goes, Java had some choice words after that one. He says, the film tells it all, or the video tells it all. So always great to see him. And also, we've touched on so many topics here in the first half of the show, but don't want to forget to congratulate Hastings College. Their football team gets off to a good start with a 38-20 win over Kansas Wesleyan. And Matt Overmiller really didn't take too many lumps. Once he got warmed up, 287 and 2 through the air, 101 and a touchdown on the ground, and they started Jake Fowler as a true freshman at running back, and we'll talk with Tony Harper about that. Eric Wiley, 13 tackles, and Castillo had 10, so big-time defense there, and they get Concordia this week. Volleyball, Nebraska wins both of their matches at home over Villanova and then again over Georgia. They have the Emeritus Players Challenge Thursday, Friday, Saturday. St. Mary's Thursday, Dayton Friday. Iowa State should be a great matchup Saturday. Those are all at 7 o'clock. UNK, perfect 4-0, and Hastings went 3-1, and I think we're about ready to head to Lincoln here and hear from Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini. Also, number one Concordia St. Paul lost to Wayne State. Kearney Catholic's Michaela Mestel, Alyssa Frondorfer were there as well. Here we go. There it is, Bo Pelini's weekly press conference. A little longer than usual. What's going on, Jimmy? You usually get about 20 minutes out of the coach, and he's done. But obviously, with the biggest game of the year in the first half of the schedule, wanting to know more about UCLA, specific questions going on with UCLA, and trying to answer those questions. You're going to hear this all week. What happened last year? What's different about the teams this year? And has anything really changed with Nebraska's defense since playing UCLA last year?
Yeah, I think the missed tackles are the key thing he talked about, is missing tackles. I was disappointed last year when we played Wisconsin, and Wisconsin, I'm talking about the last game, you know, and where we had guys that were still guarding the receiver, and Wisconsin was running a running back, or a quarterback was keeping the ball, and we weren't turning and find it. I did like the idea that I do like the way that our defense is finding the ball. You know, they seem to be finding the ball a little bit better. And even when they played Wyoming, their head was looking at the ball. They were looking at the football. And I think if we can avoid the missed tackles there and find the football, those two things, then athleticism comes into play. If you aren't doing those two things, athleticism has nothing to do with it. But, you know, so the athleticism is very important. And he said he's playing young kids. They're going to get better. The speed's important. You know, I think the one thing he did say, you know, on the whole press conference, though, that I was very glad he did was he talked about, I think it's Nick Basquel from UCLA, and he brought that up immediately, which was by far the most important thing he needed to do. And I'll let you go ahead and talk about that, Doug, if you want to.
For the folks that don't know what happened, the young man was a walk-on wide receiver, 20 years old, killed after being hit by a car early Sunday morning. There were two vehicles driving in tandem down the road. One was able to avoid him, and the second one was not able to avoid him, struck him, according to the San Clemente Times, continuing to investigate why he was in the road but the first to begin with. But a 20-year-old walk-on wide receiver, Nick Basquel, killed early Sunday morning when he was hit by a car. This was his second season with the Bruins. He didn't play in the season opening game against Nevada. So, I mean, on the football side of things, you weren't talking about an All-American, but on the people side of things, you're talking about a person, and it just doesn't even matter what it has to do with the sport. He was a part of their football team, and something UCLA will have to deal with this week. So that's what the coach was talking about. The game is at 11 o'clock on ABC. Sean McDonough and Chris Spielman will have the call on the radio. As always, Greg Sharp and Matt Davison. Matt's going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. Talk about the Huskers. Talk about this game. What he's seen so far. And he will also be one of the inductees Sunday into the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. We'll talk with him about that and more on that as the week progresses. Nebraska is a 4-point favorite, according to Vegas, as of today. We'll see. I think that might be a line that does change a little bit, and I'm not even sure which way, but I think it will change a little bit. And the big thing, and we talked about this this weekend when I was in Lincoln with a variety of people, UCLA is coming off a bye week. They played one game, and they smoked Nevada 58-20. Looked really good and just smoked Nevada. But they had an off week, which gives them an extra week to prepare just for Nebraska. But, Jimmy, I think that off week for UCLA, Nebraska playing was just as important, especially the way the Wyoming game finished, and Nebraska came out and put together a pretty solid performance and would have to feel way better about themselves, I think, today than had they had a whole week off and everybody's still talking about the Wyoming game.
Yeah, there's no doubt that as long as you avoid injuries, you know what I mean, playing, in the, especially from week one to week two, is going to help you a lot more. You know, I looked at UCLA just as we were having that press conference, and something about UCLA's schedule that is really tough for them. They play three games, and they're on the road against Stanford, on the road at Oregon, on
the very road. Next week, by the way.
Yeah, and then they play Nebraska on the road, and Nebraska is not an easy place to play. Nebraska's upset some people over the years in this stadium, and I'll tell you what, Nebraska knows, looking at their schedule. You know, I mean, this is a huge game for 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and don't get me wrong. I mean, hey, we're not going to run the table. Maybe we got to play at Penn State. We got to play at Michigan. There's some games on our schedule that are, you know, Northwestern even coming into town. But this is a huge game. I mean, but I'll tell you what, I'd rather take my chances doing that than what LSU has to do. LSU has to play at Georgia and at Alabama. You know, I'll take my chances playing at Penn State and at Michigan. You know, if I have to do it.
There you go. And this is the toughest game in the first month for UCLA. The Nevada game at Nebraska, New Mexico State. Then they actually start with a couple easy ones in their conference at Utah and host California. And then it's Stanford, Oregon, Colorado at home, at Arizona, hosting Washington and Arizona State, and then across town to play USC. But their toughest games by far, especially in the conference, are on the road. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be back to wrap it up after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Hi, it's the Herd. Guys, sending roses on her birthday or anniversary, come on, no-brainer. But think of the reaction you'll get when you surprise her with roses just because. Major points. You know what I say, guys. Send them on Tuesday morning, Tuesday night. How you doing? Make sure to always send her roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. These people are your rose authority, passionate about delivering fresh, high-quality, beautiful roses every time. My family uses 1-800-Flowers.com. For a limited time now, they've got an exclusive offer just for my listeners. 36 stunning multicolored roses, gorgeous, for $36. That's an incredible bouquet. 36 beautiful roses, $36. I've seen them. Amazing. It's an unbelievable value. And now, for a limited time. Order now. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or download from your mobile app. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention...
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Doug and Daddy's show here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, wrapping it up for a Monday press conference from Nebraska head football coach Bo Pelini. I'm supposed to tell Jimmy, this is from James in Grand Island, to be the best, you got to play the best. But he also says primetime games is what everybody watches. Part of the press conference there was talking about playing at 11 a.m. versus playing at 7:30. One thing about the 11 a.m. game on ABC, it is a national game. I mean, there is nothing else to look at, which was a way bigger deal, fill in the blank, before ESPN and Fox and everybody had a game on. So there are more choices at 11 o'clock. There aren't as many choices at night. Very rarely do you have much more of a night game than what ESPN has on, ABC has on from time to time. But I get the point there, James. Thanks for the email.
James is correct, too. You know, the teams that you need to play, I think, one game. If you're trying to win the national championship, and if you've already got a tough enough conference, you need to play one team out, possibly two. But you know, if you go ahead and look at Alabama's schedule and who's won the national championship and is in the hunt all the time, and LSU, you look at their non-conference schedule, and they don't play more than one really good team. I mean, Alabama's got 8 home games. They play Colorado State. Mm-hmm. Who I don't think year in and year out's a power.
No.
You know, the Virginia Tech is year in and year out. When they scheduled that game, they were looking
Michigan
for,
last year.
Yes, they were looking for a really good team, but they played Georgia State. You know, they play some people. Oh. So, you know, that they're hoping that and they're very kind to them. They don't beat them 84-0. You know, they beat those people 47-7, and we can go home. But I understand what he's saying, and you got to be able to turn up that program a little bit. And Boise State has to take some chances. You know, some people like that have to take some shots at it.
Well, and Nebraska has done such a better job of scheduling, and part of it's T.O., and now it'll be Sean Eichhorst, but such a better job of scheduling because when we really started this Doug and Daddy show 8 years ago or whatever it was, you know, we were kind of at the point there where our non-conference, Nebraska's non-conference, was pretty boring. And again, with 4 non-conference games, it's very... The philosophy, and I've said it on the show before, the philosophy is simple for Nebraska. You get one power, whatever that may be, whether it's a Washington, whether it's Tennessee, Miami, Florida next year, this year and last year it's UCLA. You get them in a home and home. Then the other 3 games basically have to be home games. You want 2 slugs. You want that opening game that's not supposed to be all that much, and you can go back and look through the history of your Husker Media Guide or online and see who they've played. And then you try to get
That fourth game is always interesting. You'd like to get two really good games. I always said you don't want to stoop to get Idaho State. In these days, it's all about other teams dropping you late and you have to pay out their contract. But you got to get that home game no matter who it is. But you always kind of wanted that team from a BCS conference that wasn't necessarily that good. But you got to remember, when you schedule them, it could be 10 years down the road. And when Nebraska scheduled USC, USC wasn't that good, and Nebraska was pretty good. And then what happens when you play them? USC's national championship material, and Nebraska's sliding down. Every once in a while, you catch it just right. That's why Michigan-Notre Dame has always been such a good rivalry. But, you know, you can throw out, like, play Kentucky, play, you know, throw out all these that Nebraska could play. You know, and getting an Arkansas State or a Southern Miss on the schedule, they were winning conference championships here just 2-3 years ago. And
Fresno State. You know, I think they were looking for somebody to play, you know, at that time that maybe, that, you know, they picked up Northern Illinois and tried to play them in Soldier Field, and Northern Illinois can play. They beat other Big Ten teams. You know, they went to the Orange Bowl. So Northern Illinois was trying, they were trying to get a good game. But, yeah, it just, some of those just didn't work out. And you're right, Doug. But I think one game, maybe two, you ask any head coach that's trying to win a national championship, that's all they want. Their conference is good enough.
Yeah, you need to be tested. You need to really be tested, but you also have to have a breather in there as well.
And like a Boise State, their conference isn't good enough, so they got to play three of those teams to get that recognition.
Hey, folks, we've got another big week, as always. Hope your first week of fantasy went well. And with two Monday night games, I'm already seeing people going, I just need this many points. I've already got a bad feeling about one of them. I got the high points, Jeff. I got the high points, and I know I'm going to get beat tonight. Andre Johnson and Houston's defense. Crick, just, you know, pick the ball off. Don't score, all right? Just take it in. Now, looking for Jared Crick. I hope he gets the start. He should play a lot tonight. Doubleheader is right here. Redskins, Eagles, followed by Texans and the Chargers here on ESPN Radio. Then tomorrow, we've got Daryl Morris and Tony Harper, UNK and Hastings College football. Matt Davison of the Husker Sports Network is going to join us as well. Our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's on Wednesday with Sean Callahan and a whole lot more. So, Jimmy, thanks for coming in. We'll see you later this week.
Take care, Doug.
Have a good one, folks. We'll see you on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!